full time here at the Culverden. It's finished Tunbridge Wells 3, Erith and Belvedere 1. Tunbridge Wells picking up their first win of the season. First half was action packed, and the first goal actually came for the visitors, Erith and Belvedere, in the 19th minute, across from the right hand side, right over to the other side of the box from the left. A shot went straight down George Bentley's right hand corner. Moments later, Tunbridge Wells found themselves back in the game. Bit of a ping pong in the area. The ball would come back out. Rory Ward, outside the area, stood on the ball and just no power at all, flicked it over, and it's managed to drift over everyone and into the bottom right hand corner. An absolute stunner of a goal. Moments later, Tunbridge Wells found themselves in the lead, 2-1. Regan Cork on the score sheet. Ball played out over to him on the right hand side. A driving run and a shot from just outside the area powered past their goalkeeper into the bottom left corner. Second half, Tunbridge Wells came out again, attacking as they did in the first half. Unfortunately, there was a sending off for captain Rory Ward after a kick out at one of the Erith and Belvedere players. No contact was made, but was sent off for the intent. This didn't stop Tunbridge Wells, and Tunbridge Wells took a further lead of 3-1. A looping ball cut out from Tunbridge Wells, knocked down to substitute Kai Neil Gray, who'd done a driving run on the left-hand side to smash it down the right-hand corner of the Erith and Belvedere goal. Right in the deep stoppage time, another sending off for the Wells, Erith and Belvedere, and a shot on goal, and Kazeem Richards was deemed to have purposely handled the ball on the line to stop it from going in. Penalty awarded. This was converted by Erith and Belvedere, and the final whistle was then made, and the final score here at the Culverden, Tunbridge Wells 3, Erith and Belvedere 2. I'm Jamie Good, reporting for West Kent Radio.